This program is made possible thanks to the generosity of our listeners. Show your support at heritageradionetwork.org/donate.
This week on Meet and Three, we're looking at things that have changed and things that are still in flux. From mothers balancing new lifestyles to the social stigma surrounding pumpkin spice.
You got rid of the star rating system and talked about, like, I'm not going to use the word ethnic when I talk about food.
They recognized that safety was our motivation, and they were very, receptive to the changes, understanding what we were trying to accomplish.
A cupcake or a piece of bacon or a glass of rosé is not inherently gendered.
Tune in to Meet and Three, HRN's weekly food news roundup, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's the week before Thanksgiving in the U.S., and honestly, it just doesn't feel like there's a lot to be thankful for this year. 2020 has just really been something else. And when I go back to all the things I thought that I would get done this year, it's almost laughable to think about right now. But I will say, like most people, I hope that it's been a time of reflection, of learning to slow down, and in the midst of some personal loss myself, appreciating more and more the people that I have in my life right now. And I will say, one of the things that I'm always, always thankful for is you, our loyal audience. I'm most appreciative when you share your thoughts and engage on social media, especially after new episodes come out. It makes me feel like someone is actually listening on the other side, because I'm usually in my closet recording, talking to someone in another part of the world. And so when I get that feedback, it really makes me feel like people are actually listening to it. So this is great. From aha moments to just thank you, this episode made me feel seen or heard. It really encourages me to continue with the work, because Lord knows there are days when I just don't know that there will be another episode or another season of the show. So I wanted to share with you, because I'm especially grateful this year, some of the wonderful feedback I've heard from this season. So from Lola Adeyemi's episode, episode 40, I believe it was, at Bozo Foods on Instagram said, "I thoroughly enjoy this conversation. It's like Lola spoke my dialect. It warms my heart to see us forging on to bring Afrocentric foods to the forefront of the global cuisine conversation. Congrats, Lola. And yom, I say it again and again, you're doing God's work." Thank you, Bozo Foods, A4 actually. At Shows Couture on Instagram also says, "Such an interesting conversation. Yom, you're a great host and interviewer. The tone is friendly, relaxing, and inviting. Lola, your journey is such an inspiration, and I can't wait for the relaunch." Our conversation with Tapiwa of Tapi Tapi in Cape Town was also quite popular, with a wide range of thoughts and conversation. This episode was a two-part episode, episodes 42 and 43. And particularly, I liked the engagement from Ama Abuaje on Twitter, who said, "I finally listened to this. The moment where he transitioned from gimmick to almost healing was spiritual. Loved hearing it. I totally agree that African self-esteem is so low and in desperate need of rehabilitation." And then she goes on to debate with Tapiwa on the importance of Black History Month in the US and the distinction that has to be made between that and holidays like Heritage Day in South Africa. The Canadian African on Instagram said at some point, "I'm loving the season so far. It's my go-to for walks. Thank you. I tend to listen to podcasts when I go walking too, since we no longer have to commute anywhere. So thank you for always supporting Canadian African." On our interview with Wine Kojo, I call him, episode 44, at I'm Shelby by Ad commented on Instagram, "This was one of the best wine interviews I've listened to in some time. Best wishes to his new opportunity in the wine industry." And then on Apple Podcasts, which is where I really would love most of you to go to leave us a 5-star review. Just last week, Artfully H left a 5-star review and also said, "This podcast is such a personal discovery as I celebrate my healthier indigenous food choices. Thank you so much for educating me about this cuisine, Yom. I just finished listening to Aiden of Aiden the Foodie. I want to learn more from the African continent since I'm of the African diaspora for 200 plus years and know little about this cuisine. I want to claim it, and you and your interviews help me connect in order to cook these or seek restaurants. This is so appreciated. Keep up the good work." Thank you guys all so much. I share this not for my own personal ego, but just to say thank you so, so much. Thank you, Akpe, as we say in Ewe in Ghana, Midasi, Asante Sana. Please keep them coming. It's encouraging, not just for me, but for the guests. Because a lot of the times, you know, we're doing all this work in our own little bubbles, and it's so great to hear from you and to get your thoughts on what you think we're doing well or not. And so if you have a chance to leave a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen, that would be more than fabulous. I will also, will I be doing this? Yes, I'm going to commit to doing this. I'll be putting out a survey to get your thoughts on what you'd like to see going forward. I have some ideas. I've always had a lot of different ideas about how I'd like it to go. I just haven't had the capacity or the bandwidth to do it, but I think there's some things I'm going to change. But it would be great to hear from you also. So look for the survey on social media in the coming weeks. Would love to hear from you on your thoughts on what we could do better on the podcast. Other things I'm thankful for this year. I'm thankful for the ability to partner with Heritage Radio Network. It's been great not having to do a lot of the back-end production anymore, which means I have additional time to prepare for interviews. And I think, honestly, we've been able to have some of the best interviews we've done on the show just because of the time I've had to really dig in and prepare for these interviews. That being said, it's also been a lesson in patience and releasing control, because I've always done everything by myself. People reach out to me quite a bit to ask me my advice for starting their own podcast and whatnot. And I do it all myself. At least I've done it all myself up until this point. And I've, because of just how my brain works, I'm super type A. I've always had a set schedule for how things happen. Like, I know what I do on Monday, the day before the show airs, what I do on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, in terms of promoting the show, the types of content I want, how I'll email guests, etc. And so I've been learning to let that go in this new partnership. And I think it's good for me, especially as I bring on new team members to help me with the work I'm doing on the entire Essence 13 business as a whole. I'm working with a new group of people, so you start to see some stuff coming out through Essence 13. More on that to come, but I think that that's going to be a continuing lesson for me as I get to partner with more and more people, learning to let go of what I expect things to be versus how will end up being. So lessons learned. Another highlight of this year, Vonnie Williams, excellent. Thank you, Vonnie, if you're listening. Food and wine feature that showcased the work that we do with both the podcast and Essence 13 more broadly. If you haven't read it yet, there's a link in our social media bios to the article. Maybe I will include it in the show notes. For those who haven't had a chance to read it yet, she does an excellent job. She pulled me out of hiding. If you've been with us for the last 2-3 years, I've just not been a person that's really interested in media, putting myself out there in that way. But Vonnie did a great job, and so I'm always trying to push people towards her work. Thank you so much, Vonnie. Speaking of, I also had a chance to get out in front of the camera quite a bit in the last month or so. I joined Zoe Adjonyo's Black Book initiative. You should check it out. I think it's at Black Book on all social media platforms. joined Nina Udro of Dine Diaspora in a great conversation on alternative food business formats, I guess is what we would call it, and what diversity and inclusion means in the space. This was part of Black History Month in the UK, so it was a great conversation. I don't know if they videotaped it, I'm not sure, but you can check out their social media platforms to see, or their website too, if you check them out on social. Maybe that's another link I'll include in the show notes. And then last weekend, or just, you know, actually that was, I'm recording this on Monday, so yeah, this past weekend I joined Chef Ade, who was also a guest this season. Ooh, I want to say episode 39, I think, from Benin, the chef from Benin. We did a live cooking show for the Afros and Audio podcast festival, where we made one of her favorite meals from her home country of Benin. This was great. This is, again, one of those things that I wouldn't otherwise have done. But I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed myself in these sessions. And I don't know if it's just because the content is, like, I'm really passionate about pushing our African food narrative forward. And so maybe in those spaces, I'm more comfortable. I tend to enjoy myself. So I'm less aware of the fact that there's a camera on. So really enjoyed those two sessions in particular. And then I guess this is where I usually share my outlook for the upcoming year. I usually do this in the last episode of the season or the last episode of the year. But if 2020 has taught us, at least at me, taught me anything, nothing, you can't plan anything, nothing really is predictable anymore. And I just wouldn't want to put stuff out there that I'm not ready to commit to or to be held accountable for quite yet. And so I think I'll hold off on sharing anything, any of my plans for next year, 2021, until the new season comes out next year. In the meantime, I wanted to do a sort of rapid fire segment of my own and share with you what I'm reading, what I'm listening to, what I'm watching. As it seems like all over the world, as the holiday season approaches, we are all preparing for some form of lockdown situation through the end of the year. So just sharing what I'm doing at home, what I'm listening to, what I'm reading, if in case that inspires you, and to check the stuff out. So what I'm listening to, I'm huge on podcasts, as most of you know, but BBC The Food Chain is one of my favorites. And just last week, yeah, it was last week, they did an excellent, excellent interview with Selassie Atadika of Midunu, which you should check out. I've always said on the show, I love her work. I love what she's doing. And it was great to surprisingly hear her show up as a guest on that show. And what else am I listening to outside of podcasts? I'm super late to this, I know. But I'm just now catching up on Burna Boy's latest album, Twice as Tall, and I'm laughing, just loving it. African Giant was also pretty good. That also took me a while to catch on to that. But just because I mostly listen to podcasts like when I'm free, and so I'm not as plugged into music as I used to be. But I'm trying to get back into it, especially for the holidays and for this time that we're going to be locked down, at least in Seattle. What am I watching? What I'm watching, The Great British Bake Off. And rooting for Ermine, I think that's how you say her name. I just love how calm she is and not rattled by all of the chaos that's going on around her. And she seems like really, really good at what she does. So rooting for her. I'm watching The Crown, dramatic new season of The Crown. Ted Lasso, which is on Apple TV. It's such a heartwarming. If you're looking for something that's no drama, super heartwarming, just like want to feel good, Ted Lasso is a great, it's on Apple TV, but like I watch it on some other platform. So if you have some other platform where you watch stuff, this would be a good one. One of my favorites is back on TV, This Is Us. Also, well, depending on how you, people tend to cry a lot when they watch it, but I also think it has some feel good moments. So I'm liking the season so far. And then This is dramatic Trial 4 on Netflix. So it's the story of Sean Ellis, who was wrongfully convicted of killing a cop in Boston way back when. And it just talks about his road to redemption 22 years later. And it's heartbreaking in some ways. It's also uplifting in other ways. I enjoyed it. I binged in 2 days to binge watch it. Yeah, it's sad that in 2020, like it seems like nothing has changed, but I think it's also an empowering, uplifting story. I don't think he gets his due at the end though, but at least it's no surprise. He gets his freedom, but I don't think he gets his due. Anyway, and last but not the least, I'm watching all the Christmas rom-coms on Netflix. They tend to be pretty bad, but I don't know. They're so bad, they're good, if that makes any sense. Again, it's just about keeping the drama to a minimum as the year rounds out, this crazy year rounds out. What I'm reading, I guess one of the upsides of being at home a lot this year is just that I'm reading much more than I have in a while. My goal at the beginning of the year, even before I knew it was going to be a crazy year, was to read 20 books, and I thought that was going to be a stretch, but I'm already at 28 books and probably on track to hit 32, I would say, yeah, if I look at my Bible, 32 by the end of the year, which is a lot. I don't know if it would ever happen again anytime soon, but some of my favorites, one, Girl, Woman, Other by Bernardine Evaristo, is that how you say her name? The Girl with a Louding Voice. Oh, I love this book. I gave it 5 stars on Goodreads. By Abby Dare. Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. And then The Velvet Rope Economy by Nelson Schwartz. I track all my books on Goodreads. If anyone is on there, is interested in seeing everything I've read this year or wants to share recommendations. A lot of what I read are written by African women, generally speaking. I'll say number one, probably African women, then, you know, Black women, generally speaking, and then followed by women. and then I just have an interest in business, just preparing you if you decide to follow me on Goodreads, business books, and then psychology, like how people think, how people behave, why they choose to do that. So you'll see that if you choose to follow me on Goodreads. What am I eating is what the other thing that's going to show. Or rather, I should say what I'm eating or what's in my pantry. So I have spices from Mission Spices. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Dominique Tolbert, who was our first guest, episode 36, at the beginning of the season, told us about her spice line and sent me some, and they're so good. I use them mostly in making breakfast scramble, and then in sauces. So good. Like when you open up the bottles, oh my god, amazing. And then I've shared this before, either on the podcast or on social media. Naija Buka Seattle has an amazing jollof sauce. Like it's the staple in my pantry. We had the Gingin Brothers last week or the last 2 weeks, I guess. I just saw that they have a new Bisap drink, a hibiscus drink, but their ginger drink, you can order if you're in the US. They ship everywhere. That is so good if you want to try it. And then lastly, this is a Nigerian meal shipping service out of Houston called All I Do Is Cook. I don't know if my Nigerian friends, like I'm not generally big on Nigerian food just because the flavors are like pretty pungent, but like his eforiro is out of this world, and I get his eforiro and then sausage rolls small chops, as we say. Really, really, really good. Yeah, so that's what I'm eating, what's in my pantry lately. Like I shared this past weekend, actually, in that live cooking show with Chef Ade, how most of the stuff I have in my pantry is from African food entrepreneurs that I know and I've spoken to, or just because one,
it's what I like to eat, and then two, to support them. And three, I think, like, what if you support them consistently, there's a lot you can do and make with African flavors. So as you're thinking about Thanksgiving meals or you know, Christmas holiday meals, I would consider very strongly, maybe I should share. I should do the 12 Christmas. I don't know, maybe. I don't want to commit myself to doing something that I may not do. Last year I shared, I did a holiday guide for some of this stuff, but I don't know if I have it in me to do it again. We'll see, potentially. And then I guess finally what I'm looking forward to as the year wraps up, I'm joining a virtual chocolate making class. So from bean to bar, I don't know if they'll send us the ingredient, I'm not sure, but I'm really excited for that. Like, because Ghana produces so much cocoa, and now there's so many indie, like, homemade, or I should say small batch chocolate companies coming up. Like, I'm super interested in how it's made, because it seems pretty easy. So that may be in my future. Become a chocolatier, is that what they call them? So anyway, I'm doing that next month. I'm pretty excited for that. And then two podcast interviews where I'm the guest, I should say, coming up in December that you should look out for. The first one is on podcast called Why Food, which is a heritage radio podcast, actually, that showcases stories of people who've made a leap of faith to work in the food industry. And then the second one is Eat Well, Travel Better, which is a podcast about global food tourism that's hosted by the World Food Travel Association. So I go on there and talk about my experiences with food and travel. And that was a pretty fun one. So I'll share, I guess, on social when these come out. I'll let you guys know. But those are coming out in December. So that's basically how I'll round up my year. That's what's going on with me. Season 5, when will that come out? It will come out sometime in January. I can't say for sure when. Again, just giving myself grace and space. But I expect some changes to the length of the season, maybe even the frequency. We might go bi-weekly. I don't know yet, but that's something I'm playing with. I'll share more on social media as the time gets closer. I'll let you guys know. And then I'll also take into account the feedback I get from the survey that I will send out, hopefully. Someone should hold me accountable, please. I'm really, truly hoping I can do that in the next few weeks. Yeah, so that's it. For our U.S. audience, have a safe, please, safe and wonderful Thanksgiving. To everyone else, I hope the rest of the year is kind to you and that you find a way to enjoy the last few weeks, or last several weeks, I guess, of what has truly, truly been a challenging year for us all. Yep, that's it. Once again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I cannot say that enough. I would still not be here. Gosh. Without you. So thank you so much. Reach out to me on social media if you have questions, ideas. Enjoy the holidays, and I will be back on the air next year. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Item 13, an African food podcast. If you like the show, please subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast app. To keep up to date, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Item 13 Podcast. Item 13 is powered by Simplecast. Thank you for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at heritage_radio. You can also find us at facebook.com/heritageradionetwork. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Subscribe to the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join the HRN family by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
All of us at HRN have been keeping busy despite working and recording from home. This fall, we're proud to announce new shows on the network that each bring important and enlightening stories to listeners around the world. While the world is in turmoil and the future of our country is uncertain, there are certain constants that help keep us going. For us, food and storytelling are essential. While we can't come together in person, food podcasts from HRN can provide a virtual table we can all gather around, bringing exceptional stories to your ears and keeping you informed on the ever-changing political and environmental issues of our time is integral to our mission. At a time when the world around us is rapidly changing, HRN is committed to being here for our listening community, and we need you to be here for us. Join our table and help ensure the future of food radio by becoming a member of HRN. Go to heritageradionetwork.org/donate to make a contribution. Check out the latest additions to our lineup while you're there. You can see all of our series at heritageradionetwork.org/newshows.